In order to unmute your line, you will need to press star six. And as a reminder for the public comment section, star nine will raise your hand. I can have multiple hands raised at once, but during the public comment sections, when we would acknowledge those raised hands and address, receive any of those questions and such. So Joe, if you want to go ahead, press star six. We can sort of hand it over to you here and get things started.
Okay, Andrew, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, did we get verification of all the numbers dialed in?
We got a verification of most. There are two that haven't identified themselves yet, but that'll come along the way, so we're good to go.
Okay, all right, we're going to call the meeting to order at 6:32. I have a couple of announcements and then some instructions here before we get into the agenda. First of all, I wanted to make the statement so everyone would have it understood and it be on record that this type of telephonic meeting is not something that I, the board, or the MUD wants to have. We're doing this due to the continuing risk of COVID. We feel it's necessary to do it this way in order to protect the safety of the residents of San Leon and those attending. We have got a pretty recent reminder, as in the past few days, where we've had two of our employees tested positive, which has caused us to close the offices today and tomorrow for a deep cleaning process, as well as allowing testing of all the employees to ensure their safety. And we will keep everyone posted by Blackboard message as to the reopening, which would be on Thursday, unless something occurs that would keep us or prevent us from doing that. The offices and vehicles and all the areas that people go into will be disinfected and cleaned by a professional company. And we hope that this will help contain whatever is going on with this COVID. We're not sure where it originated from. It came out of the it came out of the sewer plant down there. So at this point, we're not real sure. Hold on, guys, I need to take a drink of water. The other main reason is if we were to have a live meeting, and again, that would be our preference, but we would be mandated by current restrictions in the state of Texas to cap the amount of people that could come in, which would in some cases prevent people who wanted to be there from arriving and getting into it because we'd reached our maximum capacity. So just to be clear, this is not a decision that we make lightly, and it is certainly not one that we want to make, but we will continue to have these telephonic meetings until we're past the risk by some reasonable measure that we feel the safety of the people there as well as any of the residents attending will not be compromised. The other item I want to make mention of, the first item, we're going to move it around just a minute, will be the passing and approving of a new public comment policy. We'll make sure that everyone understands there will be in regular meetings the opportunity for residents to make a comment or ask a question. And these questions or comments will be addressed after the meeting, sometime before the next meeting happens in writing. So there will not be any answers or discussion back and forth tonight in either the public comment or the text adoption item there. If you have a comment, you're welcome to make it. I will caution you that your comments need to be directed to an agenda item there. If you've already asked this at some time in the past, and if it's been answered, there's no need to re-ask it again. At this point, no attacks to personnel or directors will be tolerated. If you go down that path, we will mute you, and there is a 3-minute limit on the public comment side. So, hate to make it so firm and all, but in the interest of the meeting and the integrity of the meeting, that's the direction we're going to go. Andrew, with that being said, we're going to bring the discussion and approval of the public comment policy up as the first item on the agenda. Directors, have any of you have any questions about that at this point?
This is Keith. I don't have any.
No.
Okay. If I hear no needed discussion, do I hear a motion to approve the new public comment policy for the month?
I so move. It's Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Second, please.
This is Ken. Second.
Okay, Ken. Anyone opposed to this, directors? Motion passes and the new policy is in place. Okay, Andrew, we will go then to the public comments. Anyone that raises their hand will have 3 minutes as long as they follow the guidelines that we've discussed so far.
All right, so at this moment, they reformatted sort of how this is set up, so I'm scrolling through here to make sure I can identify each raised hand. Our first raised hand is from John Wade. Again, John, I'm going to try and click the buttons here. If you press *6, that will unmute your line.
Can you hear me now, Andrew?
There we go. Awesome. Welcome, sir. I've gone ahead and started the clock, so you are good for your time. Go for it.
All right. So my question or comment is regarding live meetings. I think they are very beneficial to the public, and I think we need to try and move to them as quickly as possible. If we need a larger venue to accommodate people, I am happy to work with area facilities to help find you all a venue so that we can actually go back to live meetings. That's item one. And item two is regarding golf courses of a sort. In San Leon, Baycliff, unincorporated Galveston County, I raised this issue with the Baycliff MUD yesterday, and they had no particular objection. We'd like to see these, we'll call them quasi-golf courses, but golf courses for legal purposes, be possible on some of the MUD property so that we can meet all the distance caps and not have people running around, or at least not having them without a defensible position in operating their golf carts. And that's all I have. I hope I'm under my 3 minutes.
Definitely, sir. I've made note and will address those in an appropriate time, as mentioned before. Reminder, *9 to raise your hand. You can raise that at any time. Currently, we do not have any other hands raised. Joe, oh, there we go. There's one. Philip Haskett, I'm gonna click the button. If you can press *6, I'll acknowledge the raised hand. All right, Philip, you gotta press *6 on your side. There you are.
How about now?
You're there now. All right, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. First, I want to make sure that I'm clear that the board is actually meeting in person at the new meeting room, which I think you could just say yes or no to, but you can take a month to answer that if you like. My second question is the wastewater treatment plant report this month shows that the average daily discharge was 5.5 million gallons per day, and our permit allows us 0.95. I reviewed many of those reports and determined that virtually all of them are well under the permitted discharge of 950,000 gallons per day. So my question is, why exactly are we expanding the wastewater treatment plant again? I remember hearing the story that we were over our permit, but the documents that I reviewed don't reflect that. That's my question for today. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. We've made a note and we'll address that in due time. I do not see any other raised hands. So Joe, it's I guess back to you.
Okay. We are closing the public comment section of it. There will be no further discussion after this. We're going to move directly forward to the adoption of the permit expiration date for water and sewer permits. We're modifying the rate order to be, there'll be a 90-day limit placed on the permit if no action, excuse me, not 90-day, 9-month permit period. If no action is taken for that permit as it is applied for, then that permit is no longer valid, and anything that is going to occur there will have to have a new permit in consideration. Directors, does anyone have any question about that?
No.
All right. If I do not hear any, then do I hear a motion to accept the change in the rate order for a 9-month permit expiration date on all permits?
It's Keith, I salute.
All right, Keith, do I hear a second?
This is Ken, I second.
I think that was Kelly or Ken. Anyone opposed to that, directors? Motion passes. Okay, we're going to move forward to open the public hearing on the adoption of the district tax rate. This has been discussed several times. This is a formality at this process. We are reducing the tax rate to $100 of evaluation from 63 to 57 cents. Andrew, am I correct in that?
Yes. 53, 56, I think.
56. All right. Sorry. You're correct. It's a 7-cent reduction. At this point, if one of the callers has a comment to make, we will hear it at this time. Again, no discussion back and forth, but we're welcome to hear it.
I do have one raised hand right now from Philip Haskett. I'm going to go ahead and press the button on my side, Philip. Star 6 to unmute. Philip, press star 6. You'll unmute.
Andrew, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, that's a little hinky there. I've pressed star 6 at least a dozen times. My comment is this. The MUD has presented that this lowering of the tax rate was some sort of evidence of your stellar management of the MUD finances. However, I think you're being a bit disingenuous to disregard the fact that last year you raised the MUD taxes by 50.1%. And in the interim, the value, the entire value of the assessed value of the entire district has actually increased, according to CAD, by $64,621,000, which is actually a 17% increase from last year's valuation of $386,324,889. The new valuation, allowing with the 85% of the unresolved disputes, is now $450,945,892. So lowering the tax rate from 63 cents down to 57 cents or whatever the number is you're about to vote on, you're still giving yourself a big raise based upon the fact that the value of the district has gone up, according to Chris Lane with SAMCO, a tremendous amount. Those were her exact words, I believe, in the last month's meeting. So I would like for the board to acknowledge that you're really not lowering our taxes. Your total tax revenue for next year will actually be higher than it is this year, regardless of how you split it up between the debt service and the maintenance and operation fractions. That's my comment. Thank you very much.
Duly noted. I do not see at this time any additional raised hands regarding the tax hearing. So, Joe, I guess it's back to you.
All right. Directors, do I hear a motion to adopt the new tax rate going forward of 56 cents per $100 of evaluation.
This is Ken. I so move.
Thank you, Ken. Do I hear a second?
Second, this is Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Anyone opposed? All right. It's passed. 56 cents is what it'll be for the coming year. Okay. The authorization of Burton Accounting was overlooked when we approved McCall Gibson to actually do our annual audit. Just to refresh everyone's memory, Burton Accounting is who we chose to use last year by adding another layer of verification of compliance, being an independent third-party CPA firm, to review the findings of McCall Gibson and our books. It was deemed to be a good step, probably a necessary step, to add another layer of verification in there. So at this point, do I hear a motion to authorize and approve the engagement of Burton Accounting to perform that final audit of our annual audit?
Keith Otsalix.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
This is Ken. I second.
Thank you, Ken. Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Okay, to keep things moving along, Hal is going to be here, but you've all got copies of his report. You've had copies of the minutes. You've got copies of Ken's field superintendent report and Janice's office manager's report. Does any one of the directors have any questions or comments about any of those reports that you haven't got answered already?
Hey, Joe, I am going to make one mention just so it's on the record. The split on that 56 cents is 39 debt service and 17 M&O. It's in the documents that we put out, but I just want to put that formally on the record there.
Thank you, Andrew. Okay, back to the reports. Any questions from any of the directors? If not, do I hear a motion to approve all of the reports as presented?
I so move. This is Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Do I hear a
second?
Thank you, Ken. Anyone opposed? All the reports and minutes are approved. Andrew, that brings you.
All righty. So let me cycle through here on my PDF. All right. So there have been significant drought conditions further up the Brazos. So that's just something to be aware of. We're not in any danger of losing water at this time. There are reserves for this very reason. But it is significant to that they have had to do releases because they have not had to do that for some several years. So that's just sort of indicative of what the environment's doing further up in the panhandle area. We have received notice that due to the growth going on in our area, TCEQ is requiring one additional sample from our distribution that will be taken in our monthly disinfection residuals. So we'll be doing that. We've already identified the area and we'll be doing that additional sampling going forward. Mr. Keller and myself, we've been doing some online classes as TEKS and TCEQ have both tried to transition to accommodate additional licensing or renewing licensing while still maintaining appropriate social distancing. So we went and pursued some additional testing to just sort of flesh out the our licenses as a staff. So hopefully we'll be able to go and take the test for that license in the near future, but it's all dependent on when the testing centers are gonna get back to being open for us to do so. We did meet with a representative from the DA's office regarding some complaints that were brought by Mr. Jettling and Ms. Brockman. We've gone over those complaints with them, and they have they're satisfied with our processes at this time. And of course, continued communication with the Attorney General regarding various aspects of open meetings and Public Information Act requirements, especially due to COVID additional complications, just trying to figure out how to continue compliance in such an interesting time as 2020 is right now. So at the water treatment plant, we are in the process of rehabilitating a chemical feed line into the groundwater well. It's not currently in production, so it has not been an issue. But again, given the drought issues further up in the Brazos, we figured it would be an appropriate time to go ahead and address that, make sure that well is ready to kick on in the event we need it. Again, not anticipating that we need it, but better to be prepared than caught up creek without a paddle. So, and we're continuing communication with GCWA and the contractor for the 146 expansion project as they get closer to our area, as far as if that will impact us in any way. Sewer treatment plant, both in Howe's report and mine, you got to see some pictures there of the cranes and demolition equipment that's there, taking out some of the equipment, the on-site facilities, and getting ready for constructing the new ones. Very excited to see some action there on the ground. As far as our weekly meetings with our DERA, we are on track to have our application submitted next month already. The time has come, so we'll be dotting I's, crossing the T's for that CDBG mitigation grant. There are several documents that will be published for the public to see as far as how we will be communicating on the grant process and how they can be involved in it. And of course, we'll be publishing the RFQ for the engineering aspect of that in the near future. The CDC and WSR and RS Services that were awarded the contracts at a previous meeting, we've met with them and discussed sort of the process by which projects are going to be contracted and documented. The website revamp has been ongoing. They're working through a significant number of clients that have requested updated websites because of COVID and things. So we just sort of got in, and then there's a whole bunch of other people that came in at the same time. So that's still in process. Regarding Public Information Act requests, we addressed two of them this month, representing 323 separate documents. Both of those requests are pending at our office, pending payments for the labor and materials associated with those requests. There are now only three outstanding requests left, representing several hundred documents. Continue working on these as we have opportunity while maintaining day-to-day operations. TAP requests, we had 38 requested this month, 26 were okay with existing infrastructure, 12 were unavailable, 5 were quoted, one of which expressed interest in paying for that. And as a reminder, I am keeping a list of these areas that need additional improvement that people are requesting TAPs, just so once the reallocation goes through with TCEQ on previous bond funds, we'll be able to have targeted improvements that will have immediate benefit to the community. So that's very exciting. And again, just at this time, we're not putting anything else, no more irons into the fire until we get some of these across the finish line, or at least pass the baton off to whoever it's next going to. But that is it for my report.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. Directors, anyone of you have any questions for Andrew there? If not, we'll move on. I do have one item I want to bring out in the director's report there. There should be a flyer posted, but it's available, I think, online also. The Texas General Land Office and Parks and Wildlife are going to sponsor another vessel destruction. It is required that you contact the county, I think, where these numbers are, before November the 6th to reserve a spot. It's for vessels that are less than 26 feet in length. They have to be pre-approved and evaluated prior to the event. You do have to bring them to the event. They do not accept any boat trailers, trash, any fuel tanks, and those sort of things. So, Andrew, I am correct. There's a posting there on the website as well as physically in the office when we get back to open.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. With that being said, directors, any of you have anything we need to bring up at this time that hasn't been covered?
None at this time.
I do not.
All right. There's no need to go in executive session. So unless anyone has any other items, and I don't believe we do, then do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I shall move. This is Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Second. This is Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Any opposed? Ladies and gentlemen, we are adjourned. Be safe. Take precautions for COVID. Thank you. Bye-bye.